So my name is Blake Carter. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in agribusiness this past semester, and I've been studying under Dr. Ben Campbell. I also have some help with Julie Campbell and Vanessa Schottweiler on my project, which is the study of the consumer awareness of Vidalia sweet onions. So before I start, how many of y'all have actually ate a Vidalia sweet onion? All right, y'all are lucky. Now, the ones that haven't, y'all need to go out and get one because they're next to heaven. So a little sweet history behind the onion. Vidalia onions were actually discovered in 1931 by a man named Moses Coleman. He was from Glenville, Georgia, and he would actually peddle his onions to Vidalia, and they caught word of mouth through spreading that there was a sweet onion. It was a phenomenon at the time, and it spread and grew in popularity so much, people kept flocking to Vidalia to get the Vidalia sweet onion, hence the name. So they grew in popularity so much, now you can find them at basically all over the United States in grocery stores. So their impact today, onions account for actually $131 million of total economic contribution to Georgia's economy. Vidalia sweet onions are actually accounted for 40% of all spring onion production in the United States, which is huge. It's even more impressive that only 20 Georgia counties can actually grow a Vidalia onion and it be coined a Vidalia sweet onion. So just 20 counties produce 40% of all spring onion production. That is huge, especially for a state. Now, they're so big that there's a few things that Vidalia sweet onions have grown to. We have two festivals every year, Vidalia Sweet Onion Festival and then the Glenville Sweet Onion Festival, along with a children's book series named Yum Yum and the mascot, Yum Yum himself. Yeah, I grew up reading those books. They're fantastic. Look them up. They're on Amazon. So back to the project. So for the methods of this project, the goal of the project is to evaluate consumer awareness of Vidalia sweet onions across several states throughout the United States. A survey was used to collect data on consumer awareness. The data was then analyzed to see how the perceptions of this specific brand changes as we go farther and farther away from Vidalia, Georgia. My hypothesis is that as we increase the distance from Vidalia, the perception will lower, but as we get closer to it, right around the surrounding area of Vidalia, the perception and awareness of the product will be high. So the goal of this project is crucial in helping Vidalia onion producers improve their sales. This information can help marketers and producers pinpoint where the marketing efforts maybe fall off or maybe where they can improve it going forward. So just a little background on the survey we sent out. We partnered with Taluna, which is an online like data, basically a base of consumers that they send out these surveys to. And we partnered with them to find the people to survey. We actually surveyed around 2,500 people. 2,000 came from the Southeast and 500 were throughout the United States. The sample was representative with respect to age, income, and race. The only criteria really that was used for the person to be able to complete the survey was 18 or older. And so let's get into the results. So what we found with this, one of the questions from our survey that was sent out was, how familiar are you with the following types of sweet onions? We had a few on there, but specifically we wanted to focus on Vidalia. So Vidalia sweet onions, this shows the scale down here, 0 to 100, 0 being extremely familiar, and 100 being not familiar at all with the product. And you can tell by about halfway to the left side, you can see the decrease. The 0 to 50 has the most respondents, and that's good because that means that they, at least the majority of the respondents, were familiar with Vidalia sweet onions. So we also found, we wanted to find out how producers maybe can target market groups or segments better. So we separated them into older, Gen X, and young. And there's some major differences between the three groups, specifically between older and younger. So depending on how the marketers want to target these groups, they have to alter how they're going to show the promotional information. As you can see with older, they really like in-store promotions. Their own experience ties into it. They like word of mouth down here. Opposed to the young generation, which has gravitated towards more internet and social media outlets for their information, they still do in-store promotions, and they like to have own experience as well, but the social media and internet is totally different than the older crowd. So a lot of farms have to adjust to that. That's why a lot of farms back home are moving towards a more social media presence, try to gain following and try to niche their way into a segment. So this is our next question that we asked was, have you seen, heard, or read any advertising recently about Vidalia Onions? Now, this is kind of shocking to me, at least, because I figured from the 0 to 250, I expected a lot of people to say yes. But really and truthfully, most of these are pretty similar across the boards in terms of percentages. What I thought was interesting was even with the low percentage of yes, over half of them already said that they had been familiar with a Vidalia Sweet Onion. So without advertising at all, people are already knowing what this product is. So I thought that was kind of neat looking through the data. The next question is, where specifically do you recall seeing or hearing advertising? So if they said yes, they got asked about this. And you can tell the main thing about this was a lot of these are decreasing. So a decline based on how far out you go, which makes sense. I know personally, in-store displays are huge within the first 50 miles to 100 miles. I see them all the time. Come late April, early May, you've got Vidalia Onion displays all over the grocery store. TV promotions was pretty steady across, which I thought was interesting, but it makes sense. Vidalia Sweet Onions are very much used in a lot of recipes and are featured on a lot of talk shows across the nation. So that's probably where a lot of that publicity comes from. You can see social media is kind of stagnant as well. And what specifically would make you more likely to purchase Vidalia Onions was one of the questions I also wanted to ask. And we found that better packaging and better quality was what drove consumers to actually buy more Vidalia Onions, which actually there's a movement now for better packaging. A lot of consumers don't want the 5-pound bag of onions, and they don't want to have to go pick out one single onion or gather four or five. They want a bag that's already pre-made for about five or six. And a lot of farms are actually already doing that. They're moving towards that. So that kind of supports the data that we collected. And these are the references that I used. And that's all. So